When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Air your grievances today, Thursday, because we're taking tomorrow off at 844-967-2789.
Dom, knowing you well for these 30 years, that seemed quite inevitable. The audience should have seen it coming. You can't say there's not precedent set.
Well, apparently precedent does matter to some of us.
Dom, you know, since you're the one that got the cheat readers, why don't you continue with the Dana Milbank and the Ron Johnson piece.
Dana Milbank from the Washington Post, an opinion piece, lighten up Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. I continue. Even as Johnson was giving his latest iteration of the fake elector scandal on talk radio in Wisconsin last week, he debuted his latest conspiracy belief. The host, Vicky McKenna, said she thought President Biden's urging to prepare for a second pandemic was, quote, a very curious thing to say, especially since this particular pandemic came from a lab. One wonders whether the president got intel or another one coming down the pike, maybe to coincidentally time with the midterm election, unquote. That's what whitey-righty host Vicky McKenna said. Johnson responded, they certainly were vested in creating a state of fear over the last one. So, yeah, I mean, I would be suspicious of them. Let's just breathe. Let that breathe for just a minute. There is a sitting U.S. senator agreeing with whitey-righty talk radio host that, what, Joe Biden's got the dime on the next pandemic coming down, and it's a plan just to coincide with the midterm like the last one.
Hey, you've met Vicky McKenna. It's pretty hard to disagree with that woman. You know, she will beat you to your face.
Come on. She always gives me hugs. Johnson had previously suggested, among other things, that standard gargle mouthwash could be used as COVID-19 treatment, and he held several Senate hearings promoting COVID untruths. YouTube suspended him for a week for violating its policy on medical misinformation. He said it may be true that COVID-19 vaccines causes AIDS, and positive that professional athletes were dropping dead on the field from the vaccine. He suggested breakthrough infections proved there was no point in getting vaccinated, asserted vaccines were quite unsafe for pilots, and alleged that the unvaccinated were being consigned basically into internment camps. It's hard to even read
this. Why not gargle?
Johnson's 2020 investigation of the Biden's family dealing in Ukraine prompted the FBI to give him a briefing cautioning him that he was a target of Russian disinformation, which was seeking to weaken the U.S. presence in the region. Oh, thanks for that, Ron. After the 2020 election, Johnson claimed there were so many irregularities, he joined with 10 Senate GOP colleagues in vowing to reject the electors from disputed states as not lawfully certified. He abandoned the plan after the day's violence. He later argued that January 6th didn't seem like an arms insurrection, and he attempted to blame the attack on Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and on agents provocateurs who didn't support Donald Trump. Well, those arrested and convicted certainly don't seem to be, you know, Antifa, Ron.
I'd have been nervous if they were Black Lives Matter protesters marching up on the Capitol.
Johnson, who on the day before the insurrection told states to take control over your own elections, now claims he was just an innocent bystander in the fake electors scheme. If I were a conspiracy theorist, Dana Milbank from the Washington Post writes, I'd say that's the ivermectin talking. Or all the drugs, Dana. You never know.
You know, just talking with our friend Kristen Bribe, she will soon be a fine host right here on WAUK 540. Tune in Tuesday at noon. But, you know, talking about old moderates. Likes old moderates. And, you know, I like people. I used to think that, you know, Ron had a moderate side. We knew the man. He used to come around. I used to like the man. I have to admit, I liked him for a period of time. But he changed, Dom. I'm telling you, this guy changed. Something happened. Some crime was committed. Some line was crossed. Some quid pro quo was performed in Helsinki. You know what I mean? Like, he was the vessel of Trump, and he saw the compromising stuff, and now he's in too deep. And now it's like, you know, they talked about he's truthless. He's truthless. Now, Ron used to, oh, Mike, Dom, right? He'd push back against the points of policy when we'd interview the man. And we've interviewed that guy like 25 times long form. But during the commercial breaks, oh, you guys know I'm not always supportive of Trump. I don't like when he tweets. I don't like this. I don't like that. He'd always try to give us these little insights. And I got to tell you, I feel guilty because I let you book him one too many times. And you helped him win re-election. You humanized the man.
Not this but time. He's not winning this time. He cannot possibly win this time.
When are we going to go start doing what Manu Raju has not been able to accomplish?
Just start tailing the guy?
If you and I flanked him at a press conference, what? Is he going to run away from us? Come on. We're local media. Can't handle the truth, Ron. I mean, you know we'd pepper his ass eventually. He'd give me the old Mike, or whatever he used to say to you. Dom, I see the veins bulging, right?
I tell you, man. While I appreciate Manu Raju's efforts, I literally do not want to give that man any platform anymore. I think you're right. Maybe we did a little too much to make the guy seem human. And I would concur, yes, something certainly seems to continually evolve and change. And maybe it was, you know, he was secretly doing the ivermectin, you know, before the COVID. Now he had a reason to take it. Maybe it was a hydroxychloroquine, you know, building up in his system and, you know, making changes. But I do not want to give that man any lift. There's lots of great Democrats that are running against him. Please vote for any one of them and make sure we get Ron Johnson, the embarrassment. The embarrassment that is this senator from the state of Wisconsin who tried to avoid a tough question by pretending to be on the phone. It doesn't get any more loser than that. Oh, I'm sorry. Crude. Yeah, I'll wrap it up. You take that call. I got this. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. It is a Thursday, but it's really like a Friday. We're airing grievances. Join us today. Lots of news coming down. Lots of Supreme Court discussion to be had, and there is a new justice on the Supreme Court as well. Join us on the phones. Talk or text 844-967-2789. Going to see the Whalers tonight at Summerfest, so let's get this party started.
You don't mind if I pay you in cash. I don't like Big Brother getting into my business, you dig?
And how long have you worked for Senator Ron Johnson?
Oh, you know, I'm going to hit the pause button right there.